American Cattle News. Today we look back at 2023 and look at markets here in 24. More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Dr. Daryl Peel is Oklahoma State livestock economist, takes a look at 23 and what we're seeing in markets in 24.
Yeah, 2023 really started to see, kind of the things that have been building for the last several years really start to take a hold. And I guess that's most, best expressed by the tremendous run-up we had in prices. It really started at the end of 2022. We had, for the last year, we had a tremendous run-up. Now, obviously, later in the year, we had some, sort of nervousness develop in the market, but all in all, we're still well above where we were a year ago. So, beef production, which was at a record level in 2022, really as a result of the liquidation in the cattle herd that we had in 2021 and 22, changed as we knew it would. And so we started to see beef production decline in 2023, and that sets up where, kind of the situation that we're going to be in for the next couple of years. Markets are, still, again, well ahead of a year ago. So in that sense, we're looking good. We, at the end of 2023, we saw some real corrections develop in the futures market. And I think that came out of just the fact that we'd had such a run up. And so there was an opportunity there for some profit taking, but it was really compounded by the fact that we had a lot of geopolitical events and a lot more concern kind of develop about the general economy in the U.S. and the potential for problems. We haven't really seen those problems at this point in time, but there's a lot of concern about that going forward. So we ended the year on a little bit more of an uncertain note, I guess, but uncertain at a much higher level. And, we're still really haven't changed the overall market fundamentals.
American Cattle News.